Lawsuit claims Jay-Z raped 13-year-old girl with Diddy. Jay-Z denies allegations as a blackmail attempt. By Paul Bois on December 8, 2024. A new lawsuit has claimed that rapper Jay-Z participated in the rape of a 13-year-old girl alongside music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Jay-Z has denied the allegations as a blackmail attempt. The lawsuit identified the accuser only as Jane Doe and alleged that Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter, raped her at a house party with the assistance of Combs after the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. The lawsuit was filed in New York, where the 2000 VMAs occurred, and originally listed Combs as the defendant until it was refiled on Sunday to include Jay-Z. Attorney Tony Busby, who filed the suit, said that Carter received a letter from plaintiff's counsel requesting a mediation to resolve this matter before the lawsuit being filed, adding that Jay-Z filed his own lawsuit. In a lengthy post via Jay-Z's company Roc Nation's X account on Sunday, the rapper said that Busby was partaking in a blackmail attempt. What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle, he wrote. No sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So no, I will not give you one red penny. These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whomever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away, would you not agree? These alleged victims would deserve real justice if that were the case, he added. Jay-Z further called Busby's actions deplorable and that he will not play these types of games. Only your network of conspiracy theorists will believe the idiotic claims you have levied against me that, if not for the seriousness surrounding harm to kids, would be laughable, added the rapper. Busby later responded to the post with a lengthy statement of his own on Instagram, alleging that he has since been receiving threats and intimidation after filing the lawsuit. According to The Hollywood Reporter, THR, the plaintiff has alleged in the lawsuit that she was dropped off at Radio City Music Hall, where the VMAs were being held, despite not having a ticket. She was trying to score entry into the ceremony or the afterparty when a limousine driver told her he worked for Combs and that she fit what Diddy was looking for, the lawsuit states, added THR. After being driven to a party, she was asked to sign a document she believed was a non-disclosure agreement to enter the bash, where celebrities and others were doing marijuana and cocaine, it added. There, she was offered a drink that made her feel woozy, lightheaded and felt, like, she needed to lie down, the suit says. She went into her room to rest. The lawsuit alleges that Combs and Carter entered the room. You are ready to party, Combs allegedly said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.